It's November 23rd, seven games. Wemby's back. LaMelo is pretty good. Grant Williams suffered an injury. I've just watched the replay. We'll discuss that. Plenty to talk about. Despite the fact there were only seven games, I feel like there's a lot. This is the Saturday post-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Got something loud in the blunt, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me and my mama's healthy. That's all that I need.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and on Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us at FBI Basketball. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, X, Twitter, whatever we're calling it, is where you can find our content. Or go and find Old Man Squad, Dan Bespris, at Dan Bespris, at Old Man Squad. Please like, rate, subscribe if you are watching along on Twitter. Please do jump over onto YouTube and do all that stuff. So seven games today. And like I said, a little bit to talk about. We had Wemby coming back. We had an injury potentially significant to a Hornets player. Nothing new there. But let's jump straight into these games. Okay. Right. New York. The Knicks take on the Jazz and the Jazz get a win. Hallelujah. The return of Walker Kessler. Maybe that was what did it. I doubt it. New York. Yeah, look, I mean, we know their depth is an issue. It continues to be an issue. The starters were all decent here, except for Mikal Bridges, who continues to be fine but not great. One guy that I'm pretty glad at this point that I didn't draft anywhere. 7 points, three rebounds, a steal and block in 33 minutes. 3 of 15 shooting. That's not what you want on a Saturday with only a day left in your weekly matchup. OG Anunoby continues, on the other hand, to play very well. 27 points, 3 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 7 threes. Sell high, dare we say. If you think you can get a top 40 player back for him, then I would probably go and do that. But if not, and it's probably going to be tough, if not, I would just hold and enjoy this like I'm doing. For the Jazz, Markkanen. He's getting much, much better, looking more comfortable, looking healthy. 34 points, 9 rebounds. No defense, but we never really get any defense with Markkanen. Walker Kessler was back, played 35 minutes, 11 and 10 with 3 blocks. So pretty much exactly what you want from Walker Kessler. And then the question was, what happens to John Collins? Well, he played 33 minutes, had 20 and 13 with 2 steals and a block. So he was also very good. I mean, part of this is the Knicks are not a good defensive team in terms of their internal defense. But, yeah, Collins, I don't know, maybe this is still a sell-high opportunity for him if you do think that he was going to scale back. Collins Sexton, 25 points. Finally, we get a good game from him. 25 points, 5 assists. Keontae George had 11 points and 9 assists. Sexton's looked a little bit better the last couple of games. Good to see. And then off the bench for them, not much. Jordan Clarkson looks useless at this point. He had 4 and 6 in 25 minutes. Don't think we need to be rostering him. If you just need points, fine, hold on to him. But not a lot of upside there. Now, I do see questions. Yes, I do see questions. I will get to those questions very shortly. What do we got? We've got a Detroit question. We've got an Orlando. We've got a Charlotte. We've got an Orlando. Okay, let me get to those games. Oh, and here we are at Detroit. So the Detroit question, let's start with that. Is Duren a drop? I want to say no, but maybe. 7 points, 4 rebounds, a block, 25 minutes. He continues to be outplayed by Isaiah Stewart. I don't know. I think you can. I mean, I've just got, because I've got him in a couple of spots and sort of took him with a top 60 pick, he's clearly my biggest loss of the season at this point. So that part of me wants to say no. But, I mean, if we bring up his, where are we? Let's bring up his ranking. He did have that injury, but I don't really think we can really use that as an excuse at this point, because this has been a season-long thing. So ranking-wise, numbers-wise, Duren is 172nd, 8.7 points, 10 rebounds, 1.1 blocks. Look, I mean, I think the rebounds are okay, a bit underwhelming. The percentages are fine. 72 from the field is obviously very good. 55 from the line is not, but it's pretty low volume, and hopefully that will pick up a bit. A block, I mean, we were hoping for 1.1, 1.2. He's right there. But he's just not involved. They're not involving him in offense. And this was without Cade Cunningham, so that is a bit worrying. So I think he is very close to a drop. But I'll say no, but that's probably more me just being stubborn than anything else. As I said, Cade was out, so Malik Beasley started alongside Tim Hardaway. Beasley continues to be the preferred choice there. He had four threes, 18 points. Tim Hardaway had one three, 3 points. So we're clearly going with Beasley there. Tobias Harris, after a strong game in their last one, he was pretty bad in this one. 8 points, five rebounds, and a steal. We hold. We hope that he can get going again. As for Isaiah Stewart, only 20 minutes, but he had five blocks. He had five rebounds. Dare we say I'd rather have him than Duren at this point? It's close. I'm not a Stewart fan, but he has looked much better, especially defensively, than Jalen Duren. And no one else there. I know Sasser was good in this one, but it would only be if Cade misses significant time that we'd consider Marcus Sasser. On to the Magic. Now, we had a Magic question. Here we go. So Suggs went down with a hamstring injury in this one, only played 9 minutes. Let's do this question first. So are we snapping up Cole Anthony everywhere? I would probably say no. Anthony Black, yes, definitely. If he's available, go and get him. I think we might just see a little bit more of Gary Harris, like we did in this one. We'll probably see Cole Anthony at least in the rotation, but he would need 24 minutes, I think, to have value. So unless that happens, I'm not really prioritizing him at this stage. Elsewhere for Orlando, Goga Badadze started but was outplayed by Mo Wagner in this one. He had eight points, one rebound, three blocks and a steal. So I'd still hold Badadze over Wagner, I think. But Wendell Carter Jr. is trending up. We did have, I think there was an update saying that Carter is sort of doing stuff and they're just monitoring him. So it could be a game, it could be a week. We just don't know. So I would be holding Badadze here. Caldwell Pope, no. As for Mo Wagner, he had 18, 7, and 5 with a steal. He's been all right. I've got him in a 16 or a 14 team league, and I've just been holding him. So he's been okay. He's borderline. They are sort of splitting the minutes, as Lowndes is saying here. Yes, splitting minutes is very annoying if you have Goga. But I think if you have Goga, he's rarely going to get to 30 minutes. He's more that sort of 26 range. This was obviously far below what we want to see, only 18 minutes, but he had been up a little bit prior to this one. Anthony Black had 32 minutes, 11 and 5 with two steals. We need to go and add him if Suggs is out. By the way, I didn't see the hamstring injury either for Suggs, but hamstrings are typically, well, that's a discussion in itself, should be probably 2 to 3 weeks, but at least a week in the NBA. And Jonathan Isaac played 23 minutes. So interestingly, we've sort of said if he can get to 22, 23 minutes, he's borderline. And he had 12 rebounds, two steals, three blocks in this one. So by all means, if you want to go and pick him up, I haven't looked at their schedule. He's not probably not going to play back-to-backs, or at least not 23 minutes in back-to-backs. But yeah, interesting. If he can play this much, but do remember that Carter will come back at some point. He will impact Isaac as well. On to the next game, the Grizzlies and the Bulls. The Grizzlies get the win in a high-scoring one, 142 to 131. For the Grizzlies, Jalen Wells, the day after I drop him, he goes and gets 26 points, 6 assists. He's fine if you want to have him for points. I don't know whether I'll run and grab him again. This could very well be the best game of the season. He shot 10 of 14 from the field and 6 of 10 from three. So, fine if you want to go and get him, but Jar is getting closer, Smart is getting closer, so they're going to impact him. Brandon Clark started, we're not rostering him. Scottie Pippen finally broke 30 minutes, 31 minutes here, 30 points, 10 assists. He should be rostered everywhere anyway, and we've sort of said that he'll probably maintain back-end value even once they're healthy in 22 to 24 minutes, but certainly this is a sell-high opportunity if you think you can pull it off. Luke Kennard, just a three-point streamer. Santi Aldama, we know that he is the streamer extraordinaire while they have guys out, but only 24 minutes, 10 and 10 with two steals is okay for him. And Jay Huff, look, the minutes were better here, 19 of them, but 14 and 5 with a steal and a block. It's okay, but we just haven't seen this over the last week. So I'd like to see a bigger sample size before running and picking him up. For the Bulls, Vooch was good again. Sell high if you can. Dosunmu was not. He had a 20-point game yesterday, 8 points on 3 of 7 shooting. So this is the low end for Dosunmu. Yesterday was the high end. As long as Williams is out, I think we're holding Dosunmu. But we do know his value is very temperamental. So Josh Giddey, I think you probably take this. 12, 7 and 8 with two blocks. Shooting was efficient. It was low volume, but it was efficient. Kobe White, pretty quiet night for him. And as Billy Donovan had said pre-game, Mattis Bouzelis did play more minutes. He played 29 of them, had 14 points with 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block. Deeper leagues, I'd probably be looking at him until Patrick Williams is back. And no, we do not want to go and add Talen Horton-Tucker. Okay, Portland and Houston. Good win for the Blazers. We don't say that very often. More questions there. We'll get to those. For the Blazers, there was no DeAndre Ayton. Continues to be out with his whatever it is, thumb or something. Rob Williams was out for rest purposes. So hopefully everyone fired up Donovan Klingon, but didn't need points because he went 0 of 4 from the field for 0 points, but had 19 rebounds, 3 blocks and a steal. So if you have him for blocks and rebounds, then a very good night. If you're hoping for some scoring, not as good. But look, there's going to be plenty of rebounds when Jeremy Grant is your power forward. Well, let's say he's your power forward. There are going to be rebounds because he does not like rebounding the ball. Tamani Kamara, 5 points, 5 rebounds, a steal, a block. Just keep plugging him in your lineup. He's doing just enough. Simons and Sharp had 25 and 24, respectively. Nice nights for both of those guys. And then we had a 33-minute appearance by Denny Avdia. We know when he plays minutes, he is a fantasy option. And I think Lone Des asked here, is Denny Avdia a must add again? If you want to take a flyer, by all means, 14 and 10, 4 blocks, a steal. It hasn't been this good. And we know Scoot's out here for a little bit. DeAndre Ayton, who knows? Robert Williams was out. So, there was an opportunity here for him. If they are going to play him 26 minutes plus, he's probably worth considering. But I'm not interested in anyone else here. For the Rockets, Fred VanVleet was ejected in this one, only 8 points with 5 assists. So, yeah, just move on. Not from him, just forget about this game and on to the next one. Shingun was pretty good, 22-5-5. He sort of settled in nicely. Jabari Smith was better in this one, 14-8 with 3 blocks. Borderline, I've said he's a drop. I still think he's close to a drop. But he's been a bit up and down. 3 of 10, though, from the field. That hurts. Amen Thompson, 19-7 with a block, with a steal. Sorry. So a good night for him. Not a good night for Tari Eason. 4 points. 2 steals and a block is good. But, yeah, just couldn't get it going tonight. So nothing to do. It was just a bad night. All right. Hornets and Bucks. LaMelo. Now, I was doing a show with the Menace Podman guys when this game was going, and it had started, I think. And we were talking about LaMelo because he was drafted at 8 in our industry redraft. And if you do want to go back and watch that, that is over on our YouTube, or it's up on Spotify and everything now. So we did a 12-man redraft yesterday to get an idea of current player values. And LaMelo was drafted at pick 8. 8? Yes, 8. Which I was super fine with. And then we were talking about LaMelo, and he was, when we were doing the show, he was 1 of 8 from the field, had 3 points, and I think by halftime he had about 10 with 5 assists or something and not much else. So I want to say, and then I had to go to basketball, and I want to say then that he scored 40 points in the second half. He ended with 50 points. He took a lot of shots, 17 of 38 from the field. So hopefully field goal percentage is not something you're chasing this week. 10 assists, 1 steal. So very good, very good if you've got him on your team and you like points and assists. Brandon Miller had 32 and 11. Josh Green, not really doing much with him. Although Grant Williams, as I said, he suffered an injury. I went and had a look at it just before we came on air, and it looks like an ACL. I'm not going to say it is. It was non-contact. He planted his foot. His knee basically collapsed inwards. Very typical of an ACL injury. The way he reacted was that he basically grabbed it. He wasn't rolling around on the ground. He just grabbed his knee. He felt something. He was able to sort of get up and do stuff, and that's pretty common with an ACL injury. So I would prepare for the worst. I'm not going to say it is. I'm not a doctor. I'm not there. But if he is out, it's Diabate, who probably is rostered in most leagues anyway. He had a very clinging type of line here. 0 points, but 11 rebounds, 2 steals and a block. And that's why we have him. So if Diabate is there, I would go and add him. We probably see a little bit more Josh Green. I guess Taj Gibson is going to have to play. I wouldn't be adding him. Cal Chad says, do we stream Taj Gibson? I hope not. Maybe, but deeper leagues only, I would think. Yes, Diabate is a must add. Do we have a... I thought we had another... here we go. So when you're ready, do we pick up Nick Richards when he's good to go? Yeah, I think so. We don't know when he or Mark Williams are back, but they're with the team. It's tough with Charlotte because they don't give us an indication as to, are we looking at end of the week? Are we looking at this road trip? Anything like that. It'll just be all of a sudden they're back. So it is tough. If you've got an IR spot, though, just sitting open, I would go and look at Mark Williams or Nick Richards. Honestly, Mark Williams is probably rostered anyway in most leagues. For the Bucks, Giannis, very good. Lillard, very good. Torian Prince, no, just 3s. Brook Lopez, 13 points with 3 blocks. That's what you need him for. Andre Jackson, again, continues to start for some reason. Gary Trent, I think we had a question on the show yesterday, who are we looking at for streaming purposes for threes? And it was Gary Trent, Tim Hardaway, and someone. forget who the third was, and I went with Trent, and that's probably the right decision. He had four threes here. I'm still not interested, though, in terms of long-term value, but as a streamer, sure. All right, Golden State, San Antonio, bad loss for the Warriors here, 104 to 94. As I just checked this last game. Oh, the last game is done. Good. Okay. Yeah, Warriors go down here. Draymond Green, 1 point. 8 assists, 7 rebounds, a block. Obviously not his best. They were just sort of all off here. No one really played well for the Warriors. They hung around because it's the Spurs. But, yeah, I wouldn't take too much out of this. It was just an off night for a lot of them. Buddy Hield, 11 points. He's not a drop yet, but he's trending to sort of dropping into that streaming territory rather than must add. Oh, there we go. So Londes says he picked up Gary Trent. Third one was Champagne. So I did pick it right. There you go. Sometimes you get it right, don't you? Here we go. Buddy Hield. Couch Chad. Buddy Hield gave me one of those feeling on past Joe Johnson. There you go. On all-time threes list. He was a good player, Joe Johnson. We've got a Wizards quiz. All right, let's finish these games anyway. Over to the Spurs. Wemby returned. So if you have Zach Collins, if you have Charles Bassey, move on, unfortunately. But that's the way it is when Wemby's healthy. Although just, I don't know, keep an eye. If they have a back-to-back coming up, then there's a chance they might rest Wemby. Harrison Barnes apparently remembers how to play basketball now, 22 points, but 7 of 8 shooting. That's not going to happen very often. So it's been a good little 3 games, I want to say. But, I don't see this as sustainable at all. Chris Paul was a little quiet tonight, 9 and 7, but he's been good, so we keep rolling with him. Steph Castle had 19 and 3. I think until Vassell's back, which could be the next game, Castle, yeah, he's worth a look. Trey Jones is not. Mamu Kelishvili, nice that he got some minutes, but there's no sustainable value here for him. All right, let's go through these questions and have a look at any that I haven't got to. Why don't I read them while they're on the screen? With the Pistons in the thick of the disastrous playoff hunt in the East, could they potentially move Duren to compete? I doubt it. He's just still very young. So I don't think so. I think that they would probably want to give him a bit more time. There's been no word of it or anything, but, I mean, it could be wrong. You never know. So they called it a sore hamstring. Yeah, coaches, players, they're always as positive as they can be. So fingers crossed. I would still assume he misses a game or two here. Hamstrings, as we know, can be very temperamental. Diabate, Taj Gibson, Diabate. Yeah, look, Diabate, is his situation better now that he will still have a role when they come back? When they come back, I'm assuming you're referring to Mark Williams and Nick Richards. When they're both back, I doubt it. If one comes back and the other one doesn't come back for a couple of weeks, then I think yes, because especially if it's Mark Williams. If it's Nick Richards, I think they'd sort of ramp him up relatively quickly, where I think Mark Williams could be on a minutes limit for 7 years. Potentially. Is Brogdon going to pop off if Poole sits? Yeah, there's a chance. Brogdon said we want to watch and see whether they start him over Bob Carrington tomorrow. They must play tomorrow. Because if they do, then, and Poole's not there, yeah, we're going to get some more Brogdon. We could get some more Corey Kispert as well. Kyle Kuzma might just not pass the ball at all. He might just shoot it. Every time he touches it, who knows? Yeah, so we'll see. Now we've got, let's have a look at how long we've got. Yeah, it's 5 o'clock here, my time. Let's have a look at we're sitting at about 30 minutes. Oh, we didn't do the last game. Let's do the last game before we me just get the... I forgot there was a seventh game. Okay, let's... No, I don't want to see Denver Nuggets T-shirts. Okay, let's have a look at this last game. It was a comfortable win for the Nuggets, which is why I started the show a bit early, because I figured this one was in the book. Denver get the win, 127-102 for the Nuggets. Another very, very good Jokic game. Peyton Watson doing enough. Michael Porter was good. Christian Brown just continues to roll along. Another pretty good game from Westbrook. He's probably someone we're rostering at the moment. He's been decent enough. Just be ready to drop him if and when the time comes. So not really a lot to talk about for the Nuggets. For the Lakers, Anthony Davis struggled offensively in this one. He still got 10 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 blocks, but 14 points on 6 of 19 shooting. Not his best night. Not really going to talk about Reeves or LeBron, Cam Reddish. We don't need him unless you need steals. But we will talk about D'Angelo Russell, who had 7 and 5 in 18 minutes. I think he's a drop. I think we can move on. And then the other question we had was whether Rui Hachimura would start. And if so, what would the minutes split look like with Dalton Connect? Hachimura played 22 minutes, had 10 and 2. With 2 3-pointers. Dalton Connect played 28 minutes, had 9 points with 5 rebounds. I think I'd rather Connect. If I was picking between the two, I would pick Connect. But this, yeah, if he's only going to play sort of 26 minutes, 27 minutes off the bench, he'll have those games where he gets hot. But as we saw here, only 7 shot attempts. So I would be holding him, but... yeah, it doesn't look like they're just going to run him out there and play him 35 minutes with the starters at this point. It could come eventually if they realize that Hachimura is not that good. So watch this space, but I would still be holding Connect for now. And what we got a Vassell question. Could Vassell potentially go back to a small forward and start over Champagne and run Castle? Yeah, look, maybe. Let's go to the Spurs box score. Okay, here we go. I think that's possible. I don't think they're going to be starting anyone like Branham or Wesley. Keldon Johnson's not going to come into the starting lineup. Sohan is the one, obviously, that is out for a while here. So, yeah, it is possible. It does make them pretty small because Harrison Barnes certainly doesn't play big, but it does give them a lot of floor spacing. So I think there's a chance, although based on what we saw from Vassell when he came back initially from his injury, they were happy to just bring him off the bench and play him 25 minutes. And they were obviously building him up and then he got injured again. So I'd say that'll be the plan again. He will come off the bench for at least the first week or two. All right, we'll quickly look at tomorrow's games. There are 6 of them. The Wolves play the Celtics in an early game, so 7:30 a.m. Here in Australia on the East Coast, 3:30 p.m. Eastern in the US. For the Wolves, Conley remains out, so we're looking at Nickeil Alexander-Walker as a potential stream there. For the Celtics, Horford is questionable with his illness. If he's out, I would assume Cater will start, but he was not that good in their last game. So it'd be Cater or it'd be Cornette. I guess if Cater's going to start, he's probably the preferred option, but neither of them are sure things. For the Wizards, as we alluded to just before, Jordan Poole is questionable with hip soreness. So if he is out, there's some points shots to go around. I would say they'd move Carrington back into the starting lineup. So if Poole is out, this actually might not give us a good indication of Carrington's minutes because he might just come in and play those Poole minutes and play alongside Brogdon. Kispert, if he's shooting the ball well, gets a bump as well. Kyshawn George, maybe, but hasn't been that good of late. Wizards, and they play the Pacers. It is another early game, 5 p.m. Eastern. We're watching for Halliburton just to see if he can do anything. TJ McConnell has been playing well in his sort of 20 to 22 minutes. So I think he should be on the streaming radar for tomorrow. Clippers pay the Sixers. For the Clippers, Chris Dunn continues to start. He is another guy we can look at for streaming purposes. Norm Powell out with his hamstring injury, probably maybe another week. I don't know. I think it should be another week at least. Whether it will be, I don't know. Kevin Porter is probably on the radar, as is Amir Coffey. For the Sixers, we'll just assume Jared McCain is rostered now. I don't think we need to consider him as a pickup or an ad or anything like that. He should be rostered. We have got Embiid out. We have got Paul George out. Kyle Lowry is also out. So Kelly Oubre, maybe Yabusele, who's been playing well, would probably be the number one choice there, as well as Caleb Martin. So a little bit of streaming there in Philly. Tomorrow, with only six games for the Mavericks, who face the Heat, we have no Luka Doncic. So it was Quentin Grimes, who was okay. I think, what did he have, like 14 and 4 or something like that yesterday? So that's good enough on a six-game slate. You may have two or three empty roster spots. So Grimes could fill one of those. Naji Marshall had 26 points on very good shooting. I think I'm holding him in a league. I want to say it might be a 14-team league, so I'll just continue to hold him until Luka is back. For the Heat, Terry Rozier is probable to return from his foot injury. Jaime Jaquez will play. He had been dealing with an ankle injury. Jimmy Butler, questionable. He's always questionable. Rozier may have been dropped, so if you want to go and maybe take a flyer on him and see if these sort of extended break does him some good, then by all means go and pick him up. The Raptors play the – go away, warning. The Raptors play the Cavaliers. For the Raptors, we know we have Scotty Barnes back. It's really just Emmanuel Quickley out now. I know Bruce Brown and Kelly Olynyk are out, but neither of them are going to impact the starters too much. It would be Quickley, but he is still a couple of weeks away at least. So we're sort of just watching to see how Agbaji goes, how Grady Dick goes. They both scaled back their production slightly in that last game. So if they can keep this one close, it should give us a good indication of what their role is going to be. For the Cavs, Darius Garland is back from his groin injury. Okoro is still questionable with, I think he's in an ankle. There's really not much here. Ty Jerome, I suppose, if you want to give him a look, but with Garland back, with Mitchell playing, Okoro possibly back as well, it's going to make it hard for Jerome to play more than about 20, 21 minutes. So there might still be enough there if you just need some assists and steals. And then the final game of the night, the Nets play the Kings. Let me just check if we've got any questions. Not really. Oh, that's the wrong one. For the Nets, Ben Simmons will play. That's good. Nick Claxton, we'll see if he moves back into the starting lineup or whether they continue to run Simmons. Simmons was really bad in the last game. He was pretty good in the one before. So just hold him and see what version you get. But he's not a must roster. Neither is Dorian Finney-Smith. Cam Johnson on a real heater at the moment, had 37 yesterday. I'll see if he can keep that up. And not really anyone else on the bench. Jalen Wilson, Zaire Williams, pretty meh, to be honest. For the Kings, they have all their big names back, as they did in the last game. Huerter is coming off a donut, so we'll see if he can actually hit some shots tomorrow. I would still be holding him for at least another game or two. And Keon Ellis, no real point. The minutes just aren't there for him. Stream him in for steals if you need, but yeah, not much else there, to be honest. Oh, hang on. Here we go. Here's a question. Oh, here's two questions. Do we like TJ McConnell with Halley probably needing some rest? I don't know if we've had an indication that Halley will rest. he's dealing with something. There's rumours of a back injury. I like McConnell in slightly deeper leagues. If you're in a 14-team league, if you're in a 12 and you can sort of deal with, I mean, his ceiling is pretty limited just because they don't typically play more than 25 minutes at the most, even when they're injured. So even if Halley doesn't play, he would need Shepherd to be out. He would need Nembhard to be out to have a chance of playing 30. But we know his permanent upside is really nice. So, yeah, I don't mind him as a last guy on your roster spot. Worth stashing Struce. Gee, that's a – I don't want to say that again. Now with LeVert hurt, Struce's evaluation window next week. Maybe. I mean, I'm not that high on Struce anyway. He's really just a threes guy. I think last year was potentially the best year of his career. So if you want to, if you've got a spot there, certainly throw him in there and see what happens. Agbaji or Boston Jr.? I like Boston personally. I just think he's a better player. And he came off the bench in the last game, but still played a lot of minutes. McCollum could be back for their next game. And DeJounte is getting closer. So I think we might get to a point in a week or two where it's Agbaji. But right now, I think it's still Boston for me. And I think that'll do. I think that will do for today's show. I will be back tomorrow. I don't usually do a show tomorrow, but I should be. It might be a bit later. I am working until around this time tomorrow. So it'll be a slightly later show, but there will be one, I believe. So that will be good. We can round out the week and then have a look at the slate for Monday. But that'll do. Brings today's show to an end. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep post-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.